Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join us for the 14th Annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area, plus live-streamed shows. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert with Trinity Seely and Ned Ledoux, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring Wiley Gustafson, and the Saturday evening concert with Dave Stamey. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Talk about differential pressure. Holy cow. How about a little cowboy poetry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Red Steagall's riding along with us. You bet. This is a great poem. The Code of the West Has Not Changed.
This one's called The Code of the West Hasn't Changed. I wrote this out in Alpine after I'd been up on the old sixes in the chuck wagon. And just being around those cowboys and enjoying their way of life, I realized how much it meant to them, and this poem kind of wrote itself one night.
The horse trap is empty, the saddle shed's gone, and the gate barely hangs on the post. The road to the big house is covered with weeds, and a dead cottonwood moans like a ghost. The people who ranched here and called this place home are pasturing on some other ground. Or maybe they've gone on to greater rewards, or droughed out and moved into town. Whatever the reason, there's nobody here. And it looks like it's been a long while since anyone cared if this place was alive. But I can look back with a smile, 'cause I can remember the 20-odd years that I rode for this outfit with pride. Sure enough, good people treated us fair and gave us good horses to ride. There was young Rusty. We called him the Kid, though he wasn't much younger than me. He was killed in the cow work at Willow Springs Camp when a bronc run him under a tree. And the Triangle Roan. Boy, when he was a colt, he'd try you each time you got on. But once he quit bucking and I got him lined out, he was the best friend that I've ever known. There's the bed of the wagon we took into town when they throwed the big dance in the fall. If we rode a horseback and drank too much hooch, we might not get back home at all. We'd tie up the reins and let the team have its head, and while old Murdoch would spin us a yarn, we'd sit in the wagon and have a good time while the team took us back to the barn. Well, they fenced the big pasture and divvied it up into places that won't run a cow. It sure breaks my heart to remember it then and see what they've done to it now. The big thicket's gone off the cedar top flat where the wagon would stay for a week. I sure miss old Camp Cookie's sourdough bread at the roundup on Cottonwood Creek. I wonder what happened to Curly and Bill, and Cotton and Cody and Slim and Murdoch the wagon boss. Where is he gone? I sure took a liking to him. Oh, I reckon they're working on some other range. And the horses may not buck as bad, but I'll bet they're still cowboying, at least in their minds, and reliving the fun that we had. I'm sure that the years have reshuffled my cards and the hand that I play's rearranged. But I'll die believing we had a good time and that the code of the West hasn't changed.
Yes. Yes.
And
amen. There are certain things that should not change.
Right.
Right.
Good manners.
Good manners.
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
Being a good citizen.
Man, have we lost some of this
we
stuff.
We have.
Etiquette.
Are we neighborly?
Oh, my gracious. Table etiquette. You know, hat etiquette.
Hat etiquette.
Holy cow.
Driving etiquette.
Driving etiquette. You know, I had to laugh. My brother-in-law, he recently told me about the finger of scorn.
Oh.
Somebody was telling him about the finger of scorn, and it was, you know, shaking,
wagging the finger at
somebody. And he said, "That's not the finger of scorn."
Yeah, well, and that reminds me when that guy pulled into our lane and gave us the bird.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah, right. All right. You're wrong, but you're giving me the bird.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
You know you're wrong.
Yeah, right. Traffic laws.
Well,
you know, there are things that we learned. That we actually learned in driver's ed.
Absolutely.
Okay? Back when we were 14 years old.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But
and this is how you do it.
There are laws. Mm-hmm. There are traffic laws out mm-hmm. there that...
Well, there are unwritten laws, too.
Yeah, right.
You know, you go, I go. You go, I go.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yield right of way.
And
what in the world does that mean?
You yield to the load.
They don't yield to nobody.
I know.
Merging traffic onto it.
Oh, you have to slow down for me.
How did we get in onto this? Again?
Change is good.
The finger of scorn. That's
question
how we got
mark.
Here. What about changing cattle breeds?
Yeah, you know, there's something to be said there.
You know, there may be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But once again, there's safety in routine.
Well, and I was just going to go there. You know, the Angus cows that Carol Noble raised are not the same Angus cows that we raise.
All right. There you go.
He had the smaller Aberdeen Angus cows.
Gotcha.
But our cows, you know, go 1,200-1,500 pounds.
Sure.
Where he was lucky to get 1,000, right?
Well, let's talk about horse breeds that way,
let's
too.
Let's go there.
The Morgan horse now is not the Morgan horse of 50 years ago.
No, if you get 25% Morgan, you're doing good.
Right, yeah.
You're doing good.
Exactly right. And I'm even going to say, you know, the quarter horse. You know, there's the difference between the foundation quarter horse and what you might have now.
Absolutely.
Uncle Elmer's plow horse, too.
Well, you know, we've bred the hoof out of them. We've bred for small heads. We've bred for small hooves. They're good looking, but...
We want them to look pretty.
How long will they go?
Yeah, that's exactly right, which brings up the fact that you can't ride papers.
No, you cannot.
You can't ride papers, and you can't ride color.
Okay, I will give you this.
Okay.
Papers on a gilding. We'll give you some indication
as
to his mental stability.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Okay.
There you go. I'll buy that. Right.
That's the only thing papers on a gilding will give you.
Okay. I'll buy that. All right. Is he got Hancock back there somewhere?
Yeah.
Are you cowboy enough to handle a Hancock?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, they're great horses.
Oh, they are. Yeah,
absolutely. But you have to know what you're doing,
you
have to be cowboy enough
to
ride. You've got to
be,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Glad we got that taken care of.
All right, then. We solved that problem.
Just in time to go out to our last song.
Oh, what?
Exactly right. Well, that's all right, because our old buddy Bren Hill's riding along with us this week. You bet. Love this song, Ones That Changed Our Lives.
I can't stand the news, but I can't walk away. I hold the ones I love. I don't know what to say. I fall upon my knees and offer up a prayer for someone so far away somewhere. I am a simple man, I lead a simple life, I do all that I can for my children and my wife. But I can't stop the world, and I can't guarantee lesser fate will wait for them or me. There are days that change the times. There's a time to say goodbye. There's a place beyond the clouds where a precious angel flies. Some things never change. There are things that change us all. This one's for the ones who changed our lives. But we are not alone, and loved ones never leave. We will meet again if we just believe that love trumps tragedy. In spite of what has been, we will be with Emily again. And there are days that change the times. There's a time to say goodbye. There's a place beyond the clouds where a precious angel flies. Some things never change, but there are things that change us all. This one's for the ones who changed our lives. This one's for the ones who changed our lives.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Did we change anything?
Change is good. I don't. We're changing from this show to the next.
Oh,
right?
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Just like politicians and diapers.
Yeah, they need changed often.
Both should be changed often and for the same reason.
And for the same reason, because they're full of
They're both full of crap.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. The only constant is change.
Yeah,
right?
I've figured that one out.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay. I've decided change isn't all bad.
Well, if you're not changing,
yeah,
you're going backwards.
Well, all right, there you go. And if you're in a shoeing position that isn't working for either you or the horse,
change.
You've got to change the position.
Exactly.
Right? You're going to wreck one of you.
Yeah, one of you is going to get hurt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you or the horse.
Or both.
And or.
And
yeah.
or both.
And
yeah.
or the horse. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I guess there's something to be said for if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. I agree.
But yeah. that doesn't mean you can't improve.
Okay.
All right.
Well, see, and Dad was always trying to improve on things, you
Absolutely.
Know? Look at some of his gadgets.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
You know?
The things that he made.
And yeah. I find myself doing the same thing.
Oh, me too.
I can do this easier if I had
I'm a gadget.
This.
I'm a gadget maker.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of your dad, didn't you?
Yes, I do.
You take those old hay rake teeth and you make boot puller on
it. Yeah. They work good.
They do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, you could market those, man. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Right. In a world of one size fits all.
No.
Change is good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially your underwear.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, how many changes do you get out of a set?
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, right. You got one day.
You got 4 days, right?
Well,
total,
right. You got one day.
Regular.
Turn it inside out. You get another day.
Sure.
And turn it around.
Front and back.
Front and back.
Yeah.
You got four days.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody change underwear.
Yeah.
Jim, you change with Andy. Andy, you change with Jim.
Change it.
Change is good.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about the perfidies of inanimate objects. You'll have to show up to understand what we're talking
Absolutely,
about.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow. Ooh. We got to change that.
It doesn't change much.
It needs to be changed.
It does.